LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
Terrorists are controlling the main terminal of Ontario Airport.
Today, your president and the president of Russia have come together to sign an anti-terrorism alliance. I have hostages. Unless President Logan and President Suvorov make a joint statement repudiating this accord, I will order their execution.
I want this handled! Do you understand? I don't care how you do it. I don't care what it takes. Fix it!
David Palmer called me last night. He said it was a matter of national security. Those were his exact words.
I need to talk to you. It's hardly a matter of national security.
That is a trick.
I know that all phone conversations are recorded. Where do they store those transcripts?
Archive room down the hall.
This is Bill Buchanan. I'm hoping we can resolve this peacefully.
I don't think you understand just how serious we are. If you make any efforts to enter the tunnel, you will spend the rest of the day collecting body parts.
Jack, I'm going to need you to quarterback this thing from inside.
I'm staring straight down on the main concourse. We got six hostiles wearing explosive vests. We have to assume their orders are to detonate if we try to make a move.
Hey, I got a woman. Diane Huxley says she has info for CTU.
Diane, what's going on? What's wrong?
Derek is inside the terminal.
You! No. Curtis, they're moving another one of the hostages.
God, it's Derek.
We have a problem at the terminal.
Jack Bauer is inside, providing recon for CTU's rescue operation.
Hold on one second.
Mr. Bauer! Derek has 5 seconds left to live. 4.
Brash!
The following takes place between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m.
We've been trying from here, but we still can't make contact with Jack. Make a visual, Curtis?
Negative.
Maybe Jack went dark intentionally.
Unlikely. He was talking to us when his transmission cut off.
We have to assume he's been captured or killed, which means we have to mount this assault without his help.
Without Jack directing our team, success probability falls to less than 20%.
President Logan is going to sign this treaty in less than an hour. If the terrorists are still in control, they'll kill all the hostages.
What do you want me to do, Bill?
Work up an assault plan that doesn't include Jack.
All right, I'm going back to the staging area. Coordinate from there.
Back to your stations. Prepare to reconfigure.
All teams stand down. We're working up a new mission profile.
Copy that. All teams stand down.
Keep up. Go right down.
Jack kneels next to Derek, close by the huddled mass of other hostages. One of the terrorists fishes Jack's mobile out of his pocket and hands it to Baresh.
Mr. Bauer. What is CTU's assault plan? The boy means something to you, otherwise you wouldn't have given yourself up so easily. Tell me the plan.
Jack, seemingly nervous and confused, casts a glance at Derek.
They're going to storm the North Concourse doors on my command. I'm coordinating the operation from in here.
Is there anyone else inside?
No.
Give me the plans to the terminal. You've been a great help. You'll keep the boy alive for now. Bring me another hostage.
Jack looks up in alarm as one of the gang draws his gun and strides off.
Anything you do in here today will not stop that treaty from being signed. The United States government does not negotiate with terrorists. You know that.
Your president is a weak man. Come back down once more blood is spilled.
On your feet.
Not him.
On Baresh's command, one man is spared and a younger one chosen.
You get up. Move!
Please. Please, you don't have to do this.
Vlad.
I can help you buy more time. Please. No! You don't have to do this now.
The young man is manhandled to the place of execution. President Logan harangues Mike.
CTU was supposed to have raided the terminal by now. Why haven't we heard from them?
Bill Buchanan said they had a setback.
What kind of setback?
They lost contact with Jack Bauer.
Why? What happened to him?
I'm not sure what happened to him, but they need to reconfigure their assault plan. Yeah.
Paris is back online.
I'll tell the president. Paris is transmitting from the terminal. He's got another hostage.
We've waited patiently for you to renounce this unholy pact with our oppressors. We've heard nothing.
This is the cost of that silence.
What happens next is your choice, Mr. President. If you choose to sign this corrupt document, understand that you will also be staining it with the blood of the remaining hostages.
Logan, shocked, flinches and drops his gaze. To Mike.
If CTU can't pull this off in time, that's upwards of 60 people, Mike. You know I've never done anything in my presidency that I didn't feel was right for the country.
Of course not, sir. Nobody thinks otherwise.
Logan looks askance at Walt, then collects himself.
I know I'm ambitious, that I want this treaty to be the hallmark of my presidency. But I never thought I would sacrifice innocent life.
Mr. President, you are not responsible for the actions of these murderers.
I could postpone this.
Sir?
But given what they want, maybe nobody else has to die.
Do you really think these people would actually release the hostages? We both know that would never happen. You're doing the only thing you can do.
Logan gives a sidelong, doubtful look at Walt and then turns almost plaintively to Mike. Martha sits looking at a piece of paper, 10:06.
Mrs. Logan, if someone altered the recording of your conversation with David Palmer, the president needs to know.
No, not now, not yet.
What are you waiting for?
Charles is much too preoccupied. Between the summit and the hostage situation, he's not in the frame of mind to deal with this. Besides, he thinks I'm unstable. Which means I have to show it to him in just the right way. So until the treaty's signed, I'm not letting this out of my sight.
Martha Logan folds the piece of paper and secretes it defiantly inside her blouse. End of part one. From the terminal building to the mobile CTU operations center, Diane waits.
What's happening?
Sorry, I don't have time to explain.
You said you were going in to get the hostages.
We lost contact with Jack.
What does that mean?
We're not sure what happened, but we need to change our assault plan.
Is Jack okay?
We don't know.
What about Derek?
As soon as we get more information, I'll make sure you're told.
Please,
Miss Huxley, I need to go.
Curtis turns away and enters the shiny black CTU van. Diane is escorted away. Baresh looks at a screen.
The situation here continues to grow more tragic. We've just received a video feed confirming that another hostage has been executed inside the main terminal at Ontario Airport.
Jack, don't say anything. I'm going to get through this. Just don't say anything right now.
Historic pact with his Russian counterpart as scheduled. It has, of course, been a long-standing war policy of this administration not to yield to terror. Officials also confirmed once again that they've identified the terrorists who announced that they want to be
I'm going to call CTU and tell them you revised your assault profile. Tell them to come to the emergency door south of Gate 12.
They won't just do that because I asked them to. They'll need an explanation.
That's your concern, Mr. Power.
Baresh levels his pistol at Derek's head. Jack's face registers anguish. At CTU, Spencer works at his desk. Chloe enters.
Overwrite volume 4 with the approach vectors and rekey with the airport grid.
Okay, hold on. Just 1 second.
We don't have 1 second. We're running out of time to save the hostages.
You want some help, Spencer?
He doesn't need any help. Just keep managing the two ways or else we're going to have dropout.
Excuse me. You're Ms. O'Brien, right?
Who are you?
Lynn McGill from District. I met you when you came out for that memory management lecture.
If you say so, what do you need?
I need to talk to Bill Buchanan. Is he around?
He's in the situation room. He's kind of busy right now.
Yeah, I see him. Thanks. Look forward to working with you today.
You don't know who Lynn McGill is, do you?
No, and I don't care. Get back to work.
The smugly plump McGill walks purposefully towards Bill Buchanan's glass-walled office. 10:09.
Once Curtis and his teams go in there, I want an update on deployment of HRT.
Hi. Mr. Buchanan, I assume they told you I was coming?
Lynn, please. Call me Bill.
Well, if we're at having a beer or something, but at work, I think it's better if we maintain a more formal mode of address.
Whatever makes you feel comfortable. Look, we're in the middle of final prep here.
I know. I understand President Logan wants us to go into the terminal as soon as possible.
Yes, before the treaty is signed.
Is Curtis Manning ready to send his teams in?
He is, but we're flying blind.
My briefing sheet says that we have Jack Bauer on the inside.
And we haven't heard from him for close to 20 minutes now.
Well, that's interesting.
Glenn, I read the bulletin from division, but I still don't know why you're here.
District was getting heat from the White House.
Heat about what?
Jack Bauer. They just want to know things are running smoothly.
We're on track, Lynn.
Well, I'm sure you are. But that's my assignment. Is your tactical wired through to all the servers?
Yes, it is. You can go ahead and plug into Station 4.
I'd prefer to work from your office, Mr. Buchanan. I hate to displace you, but I think I should have a central vantage point, and I just want to make sure that you're okay working from another station.
Fine.
Good. And it's not a big deal, but just so that everyone's clear on the chain of command, I think you should address me as Mr. McGill in front of the others.
You know, Lynn, I'd rather not.
Just a suggestion. Anyway, I need your office. That's not a suggestion.
Fine.
Mr. Buchanan, it's Jack Bauer on line one.
Is Curtis plugged into this call?
I'm on, Bill.
Go ahead, put Jack through.
You're both on with Jack Bauer.
Jack, what happened?
One of the hostiles got too close. I had to end the transmission.
All right, we'll restart the countdown.
Negative, Curtis. We need to scrap the existing plan. Find a new breach point.
My men are already in position.
They moved the hostages within the kill zone. They'll be taken out with a crossfire. There's an emergency door just south of Gate 12. It's unguarded. You should be able to punch through with no opposition.
I see it, but I'm not comfortable with this entry point.
It's the only shot we've got.
Are you there now?
Yes, it's clear. I'm in a flank two position. I repeat, I'm in a flank two position.
Curtis, how long before your teams can redeploy?
About 20 minutes.
The president's going to sign the treaty within 30 minutes.
I'll go as fast as I can. Jack, I'll call you when my men are in position. You can call us in.
Copy that. I'll be standing by.
Baresh now closes Jack's mobile.
Ivan and Ishmael, stay with the hostages. The rest of you come here.
But goddamn.
Baresh and several other of the armed gang stride away intently across the concourse. Jack bitterly watches them go. Derek throws a dazed look towards Jack. 10:17.
Manning.
Buchanan, how long until your people are ready to move on the terrorists?
About 15 minutes.
Why so long?
When Jack called and changed the breach point, I had to modify everything, including the explosives. They have to be repositioned precisely.
Maybe it's a mistake to act on Jack's new information. It might take too long.
Jack's aware of our deadline. If he didn't think it was worth a delay, he wouldn't have made the call.
I trust him.
All right, Curtis, 15 minutes. You have to make this happen.
I will.
Call when you're in position.
Mr. Buchanan, Mr. McGill needs to see you in his office.
It'll have to wait. Tell him I'm busy.
He said it had to be now.
Bill covers his emotions efficiently and goes up the steps towards his office. McGill, now ensconced inside and talking on the phone, imperiously waves Bill in.
No, I'm settled in fine. If I need anything, I'll call. Thanks, Don.
What is it, Glenn? I'm up to my ears trying to coordinate this hostage situation.
Sit down, Mr. Buchanan.
Would you stop with the Mr. Buchanan? We need to get this assault in motion now.
Sit down, Bill.
Bill concedes and moves to find a seat. McGill's eyes emit a flicker of what might possibly be gloating triumph.
I informed the White House that the rescue operation is back on track.
Thank you.
I must admit, though, I felt a little inappropriate talking about an operation that I didn't personally review. So, before you send your men into the terminal, I'd like to see the playbook.
I can't have you micromanaging my work here, Lynn. If you want to do my job, just let me know. I'll go home.
Please don't be defensive. I'm not challenging you. I'm just trying to do my job.
I'll have Chloe send it to your laptop. Anything else?
That's all for now. Bill, fighting me isn't going to increase our chances of saving those people's lives.
Bill glares back at McGill before smartly stepping out of the office. McGill draws breath, seemingly relieved to have got through it. 10:19. Bill comes back down the stairs and approaches Chloe.
Lynn wants to look at the revised assault plan. Send it to him.
Does that mean he's running point instead of you?
It just means he wants to see the plan, Chloe.
Bill. Curtis just confirmed that his team will be ready in 10 minutes based on Jack's new intel.
At the airport.
As of this time, there is no word as to whether or not the president is going to call off the signing of the historic treaty agreement between the United States and Russia. scheduled for just under an hour. The terrorists calling that treaty...
There's been a response from the White House since we killed the last hostage.
They released their statement confirming the signing of the treaty is going ahead as planned.
They won't capitulate as long as they think their rescue attempt will succeed. Once we kill their men, they realize their options have run out.
Baresh smirks, confident in the knowledge that his gang are now standing aiming their weaponry at the rear access door.
The only chance these people had of being rescued is gone because of me.
People were gonna die here today, Derek. That was their plan. This is not your fault.
I'm the reason you went along with them. If I wasn't here...
Stop it. This is not over.
Derek gapes at Jack in bewildered astonishment. President Logan watches the TV.
While there has been no official rebuke of the terrorist demands, statements from the White House appear to confirm the president's position is unchanged and that the treaty will be signed within the hour as scheduled. It puts the lives of the approximately 60 men, women, and children being held in hostage in question for the terrorists to carry out their intentions.
Good news, sir. CTU has reestablished contact with Jack Bauer. The rescue operation is back on track.
But that's still no guarantee.
Excuse me, sir.
The hostages may be killed when we go in there. Let's be honest. That's more likely than not.
We don't know that, sir. President Suvorov is waiting for you outside.
Yes?
You're walking outside together onto the stage. We all agreed to the protocol.
It's time already?
Yes, sir.
Logan turns reluctantly and walks up the couple of steps to the door out into the cloister where Suvorov awaits him.
Mr. President, shall we?
My people have just informed me that the assault has been delayed.
It's happening now. It will happen. Before the treaty is signed, don't worry.
Mr. President, like you, I have staked much of my political future on the success of this treaty. If this rescue attempt fails, it will not only be rendered meaningless, it will become a mockery. And so will we.
Logan struggles to take this in, unable to respond. Walt Cummings walks along the corridor to Martha's door. 10:22.
I'm here to escort Mrs. Logan.
Ceremony's beginning any minute.
She'll be out in a moment.
May I have a word? Earlier, Mrs. Logan was found in one of the archive rooms.
I don't know anything about that.
Aaron Pierce said you lied to him. You told him Mrs. Logan was in her room when she was actually going through classified documents. I don't think you understand just how grave this situation is.
What do you mean?
Mrs. Logan removed a document from the archive that contains highly sensitive intelligence protocols.
That's not what she said it was.
What exactly did she say she took?
I think that you should talk to her about this.
Evelyn, this is important. What did she tell you?
She said it was a transcript of a call she had with David Palmer.
And I'm sure when she said that, she believed it. You're aware if this document finds its way into the wrong hands, you'll be held responsible.
I'm not the one who took it.
Oh, you aided and abetted. You'll not only lose your job, you'll be prosecuted.
It's not fair. I tried to talk her out of this.
All I'm asking is that you tell me, where did she put it?
She has it with her. It's in her blouse. She said she wouldn't let it out of her sight until she talked to the president about it.
Walt does not look pleased.
Walt?
Sorry to keep you waiting. I'm ready now.
Martha smiles as she glides past Evelyn. Walt turns to accompany her back down the corridor. Evelyn's face registers deep inner turmoil. A man stands on a dais addressing a crowd.
Presidents Logan and Suvorov will each make statements, which will be followed by the signing of the treaty.
How much time will there be between the moment I step out on stage and when I sign the document?
Not long.
See, do you know that's how long they have to launch the rescue attempt?
Yes, sir. They're completely synchronized with what's going on here.
I hope so. The lives of those hostages depend on it. Today was supposed to be the crowning achievement of my presidency. Instead, everybody's waiting to hear what's going to happen at the airport.
Mike turns as Martha approaches. Logan turns to her.
So how are you feeling?
I'm fine. Don't worry about me. How come you just keep
getting better looking as you get older, and I just keep getting older.
What are you talking about? You're the most beautiful first lady Pennsylvania Avenue has ever seen.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Logan and President Suvorov.
The treaty signing is a minute and a half ahead of schedule. Should you call Curtis and let him know he might need to speed up the assault prep?
No, Curtis is moving as fast as he can. A call from me isn't going to make him move any faster.
I just thought he might like to...
I said no, Chloe. The only way to make sure the assault happens in time to save the hostages is to try to slow down the signing.
What's wrong with Buchanan?
Nothing. I think he just realizes we're not going to be able to save the hostages.
Ten twenty-five. End of part two.
Before we begin the treaty signing, I would like to address what's happening just a few miles away from here. As you know, terrorists have already taken innocent life in an attempt to stop this historic treaty from being signed. President Suvorov will not let this happen. I will not let this happen. Yes, Mike.
Bill, we should have heard from you by now.
Have your men gone in yet?
We're not quite ready.
You have to go in now. The president's about to sign that treaty.
I understand. We're pushing as hard as we can. In the meantime, is there anything you can do on your end? Can you stall things? Can you slow down the ceremony?
Bill, the entire world is watching this on live television.
The presidents of the United States and Russia are on stage now.
This process has been set in motion. No, I can't stall.
Okay, I'll call you back.
No, you stay on the phone with me. I need to know the moment your people go in.
Yes, sir.
No. This barbaric lawlessness that's taking place at Ontario Airport only underscores the need, the necessity for this accord and for our continued vigilance and commitment to fighting terrorism around the world.
It looks like President Logan is going through with the signing. He said he's not going to give in to your demands.
Are you sure this is going to work?
It will work. The only reason the president is so confident is that he thinks his rescue attempt will save the day.
And you're sure you can fend off that assault?
As soon as the CTU agents come through the entry point that Jack Bauer fed to them, they'll all be killed. One of the president's aides will then walk up to the podium and whisper into his ear that there'll be no rescue. That his signature on the treaty be the death warrant of the hostages.
That will stop him, I assure you.
Well, just in case you're wrong and he signs the treaty, you be ready to carry out your threat.
Every one of my men is committed to doing what needs to be done today.
We've upgraded our estimate of how many wounded there'll be. I need 10 more ambulances at the airport before we launch. Right.
The rescue operation you're about to execute has radically changed from your initial approach.
It was revised based on new intelligence from Jack Bauer.
Which he phoned in after being dark for nearly 20 minutes. I was there.
Right.
I need to call you back.
Well, I can't say that his explanation for being out of touch is entirely satisfactory.
Jack said he was trying to avoid detection. What are you suggesting?
There's too many unusual circumstances at work here. I want to try and understand it better before we send our people in.
I'll need the entire transcript of your communications with Mr. Bauer since he's been inside.
To what end?
Thoroughness. I don't need a sorting run on the calls, just the raw transcripts will be fine.
Fine, I'll send them to you.
Thank you.
Curtis is on line 3.
Curtis, what's your situation?
My men are in place and we're setting the entry charges.
Any complications?
No. We're also jamming the trigger frequency so Bresch can't detonate the vest remotely. We should be able to make our entry on target.
Good.
Stay on the line with me until we give the go.
All right, Bill, copy.
Curtis's men wire up explosive charges. McGill works intently. He dials a phone.
O'Brien.
Ms. O'Brien, I'm trying to understand the transcript of Jack's last call to CTU, and there are a few items that I...
Mr. McGill, I'm really busy trying to help keep this revised assault on schedule. What do you need?
I understand, and I don't want to slow you down, but I'd appreciate it if you'd unlock Volume 5. There are a few things that I'd like to see.
I don't need to know what you'd like to see. Okay, it's unlocked.
Good.
Lynn McGill person is really slowing things down.
Yeah, that's his style. I worked with him once before. He usually loses about 20% of his staff in the first couple of days after taking control of a new office.
That many people quit?
No, most of them were fired.
In the volatile climate of the 21st century, the sharing of deterrent technologies by responsible powers is the surest guarantee of global peace. But let this accord be proof that our two great nations stand together in their commitment to fight the enemies of peace and freedom.
Ahmed von Stravinsky. He's dead. He killed himself. We found him in the baggage room.
What about the key card?
Stravinsky had it hidden right where he said he would.
He hands Beresh a card.
Hand up your men.
The rest of you will work cleanup. And whoever makes it through that line of fire, assume CTU is in body armor, so go for the headshot. You and you. Guard the hostages. Kill anyone who tries to break away. Head down!
Beresh hands the card to the middle-aged hostage whose life he had earlier spared. The man secretes the card in his jacket pocket, but not before Jack has managed to observe what has happened. Jack looks deeply pensive. 10:39.
It is time. The Black Knight is broken by the dawning of the light of global peace.
Beresh approaches Jack, puts an earpiece into his own ear, and puts to Jack's ear his ringing phone.
Curtis.
Jack, my men are in place.
Okay. Now remember, I am in a flank two position. Make sure your men don't hit me when they come in.
Roger that. Ready to start the countdown on your word. Jack.
Move in at your discretion.
All teams, we have a green light. Counting out for 60 seconds on my mark. Now, Jack, see you inside.
10:40.
Everyone, 60 seconds.
Jack and Derek look on as the terrorists get into their ambush positions. On the other side of the door at the end of the corridor, the CTU men in full body armor and helmets prepare to set off the charges set to blow a hole in the terminal wall. McGill rushes into Bill's office.
Okay. Stop the assault.
Put Curtis on hold.
What are you talking about?
They're walking into a trap. Look at the transcript. When Jack issued the command directive, he used the term flank two.
Yes, he was trying to give us his position inside the terminal.
No, he wasn't. Flank two is a duress code used to indicate the agents communicating under duress.
We ran Jack's calls through a protocol filter. If there'd been a duress signal in there, we would have found it.
You filtered for the current codes. When Jack was active, flank two is a duress code.
Chloe, confirm that.
Jack is trying to tell us he's being used to send misinformation. If Curtis Manning's teams go in now, they'll be ambushed.
He's right.
Curtis, abort the countdown. Repeat, abort, abort.
Stand down, all teams, stand down. We're aborting entry. Repeat, we're aborting entry. Confirm that we're standing down. What's wrong, Bill?
We detected a duress code in Jack's call. We have to assume the terrorists are feeding him the information he gave us. Redeploy your men according to the original assault plan and do not contact Jack. If Jack contacts you, buy time.
Copy that, we're moving.
You're gonna outflank the terrorists?
Yes.
That should work.
All teams, reposition for entry through the east and north gates. Plan Bravo, repeat. Plan Bravo through the east and north gates. Go!
Acknowledge. Redeploy protocol one.
What's happening?
Ma'am, I need you to step back to the vehicle. Now.
10:42. The terrorists wait for the attack, weapons raised. Beresh looks at his watch. He rocks from one foot to another and seems to be breathing rather heavily. He looks towards Jack, puts his earpiece into his ear once more and runs over to where he kneels.
He said 60 seconds, 2 minutes ago. What is CTU waiting for?
I don't know. You heard what I heard.
Beresh dials and holds the phone to Jack's ear.
It's Jack.
Jack.
What's happening?
There was a malfunction on the entry charges.
What's the time frame?
Any minute, we're resetting the detonators. Stand by.
Copy that.
They're in position.
Stay ready!
Baresh runs back to his position and raises his gun, throwing Jack a suspicious look as he does so. The shady figure with the Bluetooth watches the news.
President Logan and President Suvorov are preparing to sign the treaty, but what should have been a moment of triumph for both men has become a grim test of wills.
Logan, on the dais, is presented with the treaty and then with a pen from a case. Baresh answers his phone.
Yeah.
Is it done?
No.
CTU hasn't attacked yet.
You said it would happen before the signing.
And you told me the president would never let it go this far.
The shady figure watches the TV screen, which shows Logan, pen poised, and preparing to put his name to the treaty.
You have no choice. Kill them all.
Baresh hangs up and looks round. The terrorists fire wildly at the breach in the wall. No CTU men are coming through it, however. The gang are routed from behind as another set of charges blows another hole in the wall and the CTU hit team pour through, firing with surgical precision. Jack gets a pistol from one of the fallen gang members and begins cleaning up. Jack gets Baresh in his sights. The terrorist tries to shoot himself in the head, but Jack wounds him in the wrist. Baresh spies the explosive belt of one of his fallen comrades and crawls towards it. Baresh detonates the belt. Jack is shielded from the blast by a pillar. He runs across to where Derek is lying on the floor.
You okay?
Yeah.
We secure the terminal. Besides the hostiles, there appears to be
no further casualties. Repeat, the remaining hostages are unharmed.
Good work, Curtis.
Did you get that, Mike?
Got it. Thanks, Bill. Good work.
10:45. Mike walks up behind the president's chair on the dais and has a quiet word in his ear. Walt Cummings looks on from the side with a puzzled expression. Logan stands and turns to Suvorov.
Mr. President, I have some good news. I have just received word that the crisis at the Ontario airport is over. The rescue operation that I authorized was successful. The terrorists have been captured or killed, and best of all, this has all been accomplished with no further loss of innocent life.
Excuse me, agent. My name is Jack Bauer.
I know who you are, sir.
Can I use your pick?
Jack borrows a knife to cut Derek's bonds.
This is Derek Huxley. His mother is waiting for him at the command post. Can you please take him there?
Of course, sir. What about you?
Jack takes Derek in his arms and holds him close.
I have to finish this. Take care of your mother.
Yeah.
Okay. Go.
Jack scans the concourse. CTU personnel mill around. The freed hostages stand about, shocked and dazed. Jack is scrutinizing the crowd.
Missing one. Everybody, I need your attention. We're looking for a man who is being held here with you. He's a white male, mid-30s. He was wearing a bright yellow tie. Did anyone see him leave? Anyone? Keep the hostages here until I get back.
10:47, end of part 3. Part 4, 10:51. Derek is escorted out from the terminal building towards where Diane stands nervously waiting by the command post.
Mom?
Derek!
They were gonna kill me. Jack saved my life.
saved everyone's life.
Miss Huxley, I need you and your son to follow me.
Can I see Jack Bauer?
I'm sorry. I have instructions to transport you to CTU. This way, please.
President, congratulations. Thank you very much. Thank you.
10:52.
Watch your step.
Sweetheart, smile.
It's over.
Charles, I just need a few minutes alone with you.
Yes, soon.
No, not soon. Right now. This is very important.
When I'm done with this, I'll call for you. I promise.
All right, this ends now. I have played my role without interfering. Now it is time for you to attend to me.
And I will.
Charles, do not patronize me. Something is going on. I am not crying wolf again.
Martha? Please. Do not ruin this moment for me. We'll talk later.
Logan kisses Martha and slips away, wearing a thin smile. Walt spots his moment and approaches.
Everything all right?
No, it's not all right. I have to talk to my husband. The situation is more dangerous than he realizes.
What situation is that?
I'm sorry, Walt. I can only talk to Charles about this.
Martha walks away. Walt throws a perplexed look after her and then towards where the president and Suvorov stand by their official car. At CTU, Chloe hangs up her phone.
Gullett just confirmed the area has been contained and they're reporting only minor injuries among the hostages.
Good, thank you. You should probably route all field updates through Mr. McGill for the time being.
Okay.
Chloe raises an eyebrow. McGill enters.
Bill, if you have a moment.
Lynn. I owe you an apology.
For what?
Well, if you hadn't recognized the duress code that Jack transmitted, well...
Bill, you're the reason I figured out what he was doing.
What do you mean?
Well, I admit I was suspicious of Mr. Bauer, but you were so adamant about his integrity that I just looked for a way to reconcile the contradiction. So, thank you.
McGill offers his hand. Bill shakes it.
I assume Mr. Bauer's been taken into custody?
Well, I plan to debrief him here, but not as a suspect.
Well, he hasn't been officially cleared in the deaths of David Palmer or Michelle Dessler.
Well, based on mitigating evidence in Chloe O'Brien's testimony, we're confident that Jack was framed for those murders.
I appreciate that, but it still doesn't change a very tangled situation. I mean, we have surveillance footage that places Jack Bauer at the site of David Palmer's assassination.
Well, clearly it was doctored.
Not according to preliminary tests. If we're going to get to the bottom of this, Jack Bauer has a lot to answer for. Bring him in now.
Bill and Audrey exchange a charged look. 10:55, Jack walks across the concourse to one of the CTU men.
The rest of the terminal is clear.
Jack. It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you. We got a problem. One of the hostages is missing. He was working with the terrorists.
Give me a description. I'll take care of it.
I'll help you. Let's go.
Jack, you need to go back to CTU. McKenna just gave orders to take you into custody.
I watched Baresh give this guy a key card. Something else is going down here. We've got to find this guy now.
And I'll get right on it. But I need you to go with these men. Please.
He's white male. Mid-30s. He's wearing a dark suit and a yellow tie. He's about 5'8".
We'll find him.
Okay. Thanks. These are my weapons.
Altieri, Hutchison, we have a possible sleeper among the hostages. We're looking for a Caucasian male, 5'8", dark suit, yellow tie.
The man in the yellow tie passes circumspectly through a door and into what appears to be some kind of warehouse. From around a pile of crates steps a man with long hair and wearing a black leather jacket. He aims a gun at the man's head. The man calmly pushes it aside.
Where have you been?
We had a problem with Chavinsky.
Where is he?
Dead.
The man produces the card given him by Baresh. The other man gestures him to follow. 10:57. The long-haired man leads the way over to a huge, rough-hewn hole in the concrete floor. Below is a huge and sinister metal box guarded by two men. The pair smile eerily and descend into the cellar via a metal ladder. The long-haired man picks up a number of gas masks. The man with the yellow tie inserts the card into the box.
Mass.
All four terrorists don gas masks.
All right, about.
They each take a corner of the massive metal box and lift clear the lid, revealing 20 canister flasks nestling in a mist of dry ice vapor. The man with the long hair takes a strange-looking device, somewhat like a handheld barcode reader, and flashes it over the lids of the canisters.
System.
The terrorists remove their gas masks. The man with the yellow tie puts a call through on a satellite phone.
Do you have the merchandise?
Yes. We're moving the canisters out now.
Good. Transportation's been arranged. Call me when you're out.
I will.
The gang start lifting the canisters one by one out of the hole. Jack is escorted out of the airport terminal. Diane and Derek are flown out in a helicopter. Logan stands looking commandingly presidential for the cameras. Martha looks at the news broadcast, sipping a glass of water.
Having signed the arms treaty agreement, which will have significant impact on arms reduction between both countries, will now greet the press and I'm sure discuss the unprecedented weight of what has just been put into motion. This will be remembered as a significant day for President Logan, perhaps a turning point in what has been up until now a fairly unremarkable...
Evelyn, did you get a chance to speak to my husband?
It's almost symbolic that it's
Martha is grabbed from behind. Latex-gloved hands press a hank of white cloth to her face. She stops struggling and seems to have lost consciousness. She falls to the floor. The gloved hands stow the wad of cotton and begin searching through her blouse. The hands locate a sheet of paper. Walt Cummings' face is now revealed. He reads the piece of paper with grim satisfaction and then looks down at Martha as she lies insensible on the floor. He seems to consider for a moment, and then turns to leave. 11 a.m. The end.